I also wanted to say just a few words about the very first Basic Burgoyne play. It is by Charles Ives in his Third Symphony. How many of you know the music of Ives? How many of you are scared stiff of the music of Ives? So this symphony is subtitled the Country Meeting. And it's basically about a phenomenon that Ives observed in his youth, and especially with his father. So Charles Ives, great American composer, wrote this piece around about 1901. It is a recollection of things he remembered back from the 1860s and 70s. And at that time, and he lived in a very rural area, his father was the music teacher, choir director, band director of their little town of Danbury, Connecticut, which at the time was very rural. And they would, from time to time, usually once a year, have what's called a camp meeting. Anybody know what that is? They don't happen much anymore. But what that means is that hundreds of people would come from miles and miles around and camp out around a certain location, and it was a religious retreat. And they would hear good old fire and brimstone preaching, and especially they would sing hymns. And his father was the music leader. And his father would say, sing whatever you can and sing loud. And Charles remembered that there were people singing wildly out of tune. And that, you remember. There were people singing wildly out of tune and in the wrong place. And there was a third group of people who were singing some other hymn, completely different. But the point was that they did this with commitment and enthusiasm. And that forms Ives' opinion about what real music is, what music of the people is, that it should come from that sense of commitment and enthusiasm. And if it's all messed up, so much the better. So in this piece, there's three movements. You will hear a number of traditional American hymns. I checked, and most of them are right in the hymnal sitting right in front of you in this church. They are not so well known now, but you'll be able to recognize them, I think, when they come up. Now, Ives also had a sense of humor. He knew that from time to time, country bands and country musicians would get lost and have just a train wreck catastrophe. And I'm here to tell you that that's written into your music in several places. It's not us.